Earlier this week, the Chapel Hill Town Council met to discuss the future of the site at 828 MLK Boulevard. Today, that's the location of the Chapel Hill Police Department. It's slated for other development in the future, but that's been complicated by the discovery of coal ash on the property. With the latest on that, here's 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach.
In the 1960s and 1970s, construction debris and coal combustion products were placed on the 828 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard site, and the site was later used as a borrow pit. In the 1980s, the town of Chapel Hill acquired the property and built the town police station located there now. In 2013, coal ash was discovered on the property, leading to discussions about what comes next. Mayor Pam Heminger spoke with 97.9 The Hill about the site and explained why the town cannot just take out all of the coal ash.
Digging it up and then carting it with trucks out of here actually puts people at risk with your exposure to that. So it's interesting to learn about the brownfields and the risk assessment that if you put 3 to 5 feet of dirt, fill dirt, on top of coal ash and then you cap it with concrete like a building or the parking lot or sidewalks, it's considered safe at that point.
The brownfields program refers to underused properties because of the threat of potential environmental contamination. It sets standards for how the state government can work to redevelop those sites following the Department of Environmental Quality. Heminger said part of the plan with the 828 MLK site is to build a larger building for the police department and other government services as well, and use the site for affordable housing. A Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the Belmont Sayre Development Team would allow for a concept plan of the redeveloped site. While many of the council members were in favor of moving forward with the MOU, Adam Searing disagreed, saying he was disturbed at the idea.
I would certainly not plan to move my family and my kids and reside on top of this coal ash dump. And my suspicion is that, I don't know, but that most people on this call would not be willing to move their kids onto this coal ash dump. I mean, everybody has to, make that decision for themselves, obviously. But for me, if I am not willing to do that, then I don't think that we should be willing to ask other residents of the town to do that. So I am a firm no.
But town staff said describing the site as a coal ash dump is inaccurate. The 828 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location has coal ash fill in it, which council member Michael Parker said would be safe for commercial projects like apartments once the site is remediated.
I think that trying to paint this as something that we're telling people or asking people to do that, which we would not do ourselves, I don't think is really helpful. And I feel completely comfortable that we can and will, both in the short and in the long term, continue to make this a safe site with, as our team has told us, not low levels, not safe levels, but zero levels of coal ash exposure.
Council member Camille Berry echoed Parker, saying she believes the council should move forward with the MOU on the site.
I don't think we have sufficient information to abandon this project. There is enough merit for us to look further. And as to the question of would we live there, I will tell my esteemed colleague that I haven't had the privileges that you've had of choosing always where to live. But I do think deeply about where I live and where I put those who are in my care, where they live.
The council was set to vote on the MOU at its March 9th meeting, but moved those conversations to its March 16th meeting. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.
One other bit of Chapel Hill news. Work on the Estes Drive connectivity project was set to begin this Monday, but that's been pushed back again due to the weather. It will now begin on Wednesday, March 16th. On campus, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Research is stepping down from that position after admitting to plagiarizing part of a grant application. Terry Magnuson had been in the position since 2016, helping Carolina bring in more than $1 billion in research funding. Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz and Provost Chris Clemens issued a statement praising him for his service to UNC, but agreeing that his resignation was the right move. Penny Gordon-Larson will take over as interim Vice Chancellor. She's currently Associate Dean for Research at the Gillings School for Global Public Health. Now to Hillsborough, where the Eno River State Park is about to get a little bigger, saving more than 200 acres of historic land in the process. On Thursday, the Eno River Association announced it's helping the state purchase about 200 acres of land along the Eno, including the historic Okeechobee Speedway Trail. Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver.
American Classical Homes, which owns Airmount, they had a big reorganization a few months ago, they sold off many of their properties and moved their headquarters down to Hillsborough. And so a big question for a lot of people was, what does this mean for the Speedway? That property feels like a public park, and we are grateful they have always operated it that way. But, you know, there was some worry. So long story short, American Classical Homes and the Eno River Association worked together for a long-term plan for that property to end up as part of the Eno State Park. It is awesome. And just the thought that Riverwalk now is going to have state parks at each end is, I mean, that's amazing. There can't be that many places. It just feels very unique and cool, and I'm excited about it.
That's Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver there. Funding for the $2 million sale will come mostly from private donations and public funds. When the sale is final, the state park will grow by 200 acres, and the Archaeological Conservancy will take over another 20 acres. That'll be the site of an indigenous settlement that dates back to the year 1000. Your time is 6:13. Time now for sports, brought to this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. Carolina men's basketball is into the ACC semifinals after beating Virginia last night 63-43. Brady Manick led the way in scoring in 21. He outscored the entire Virginia team in the first half, 19-13. Defensively, Carolina held Virginia to fewer first half points than any UNC opponent in more than 9 years. UNC led by 20 at halftime and cruised from there to their sixth straight win. Armando Bacot finished with 10 points and 11 rebounds, his 24th double-double of the season. That's a new Carolina record. After the game, Hubert Davis.
Yeah, you know, so many people have asked, you know, how are you going to bounce back and how are you going to adjust after, you know, the emotions from the game this past Saturday. And I just didn't understand that. It was an emotional game, but it was just a game. And our attention and our focus and our preparation and our practice from last Saturday has been squarely on the ACC tournament. And once we found out we were playing Virginia, it was, you know, narrowed in terms of our focus on playing a really good Virginia team. And so that's where we are. You know, we don't look at things that are outside of our control, and we don't look at things in the past. We focus on what's in front of us, and now what's in front of us is playing an extremely good Virginia Tech team that we've played twice this year.
That's Hubert Davis there. As he said, Carolina's opponent tonight will be Virginia Tech. The 7-seed Hokies took out 2-seed Notre Dame yesterday, 87-80. Heels and Hokies have met twice this year. UNC won both games. Tip-off time is 9:30 tonight. We'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting at 8 with countdown to tip-off. The other semifinal will pit Duke against Miami. Top-seeded Blue Devils escaped Syracuse with an 88-79 win, while the 4th-seeded Hurricanes needed overtime to beat 13-seed BC 71-69. UVA did get some revenge on the Tar Heels on the lacrosse pitch. The second-ranked Virginia men's lacrosse team beat number 7 UNC last night 15-11. Several other games in action today. UNC baseball is hosting Pitt at 4 p.m., game one of a three-game series. UNC softball is hosting Boston College this weekend, starting with a doubleheader today at 3. That's a slight schedule change because it's going to rain tomorrow. UNC men's tennis is in Florida this weekend, taking on Miami today and Florida State on Sunday. And UNC women's lacrosse has a pair of home games this weekend, hosting Mercer at 5 p.m. today and Louisville Sunday at 1. Tar Heel junior Emily Knowles just got added to the watch list for the Tewaritan Award, which goes to the nation's top women's lacrosse player. She's one of 7 Tar Heels on that watch list. That's more than any other school. And finally, in hockey, another win for the Carolina Hurricanes last night, shutting out the Avalanche 2-0. The Canes are back in action tomorrow night, hosting Philly at 7.